Presenting the State of the Economy report to the media today, the finance minister said Zimbabwe is looking for credit facilities in order to resuscitate the stagnant economy, crippled by lack of foreign direct investment and liquidity constraints.
In this meeting, we are going to make a request for budgetary support to the tune of US $100 million from the South African government. And then we are going to ask the South Africans to make good on the line of credit that they promised at Lozita Palace in Swaziland on the 30th of March 2009 to the tune of 500 million rand. And we are also going to make a quest for the request of the resuscitation of what I call, for lack of a better word, the Salisbury Pretoria line of credit to the tune of 1.75 billion rand.
BT said Zimbabwe is also negotiating with Angola for lines of credit. He said the board of the International Monetary Fund will soon make a decision on proposals by Zimbabwe to clear its ballooning 9.1 billion external debt through what it calls an accelerated arrears clearance and debt development strategy. This is a hybrid debt resolution strategy which includes the adoption of the traditional debt resolution initiatives combined with the leveraging of the country's national resources to achieve sustainable economic development. BT said the debt is blocking Zimbabwe from accessing critical funds from the IMF, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank. Locally, BT said the Treasury will be aggressive in looking for resources as the budget is underperforming by $30 million a month.
Because of this depressing financial situation, the Minister of Finance is and will be aggressive in ensuring that we get the revenue. Number one is ensuring that Minister Mpof and the Minister of Mines give to CISA what belongs to us. Number two is ensuring that all other government departments that are receiving revenues, which revenue is lying idle, must account that to Treasury. And I'm pleased to advise that we have collected what was lying idle in the Port Trust Fund, in the Universal Services Fund, the sum of $40 million.
The finance minister said the government requires $400 million for the referendum, civil servants bonuses, and financing of the 2012-2013 agricultural season.
We have three critical things that this government has to deal with before the end of the year. First one is the issue of bonus, which will require the sum of $150 million. The second one is the issue of the referendum, which is an election on its own, which from the point of view of the Minister of Finance, we hope it will not cost more than the census and we don't have to pay more than $40 million. The third issue will be financing for the 2012-2013 agricultural season, which together with what we already owe to farmers will be a cost of $130 million.
BT again expressed concern over the failure by the Minister of Mines to remit diamond revenues to Treasury. He said up to last month, out of a total of $456 million in diamond exports, only $41 million was remitted to Treasury.
Quickly, the issue of diamonds. I've spoken on diamonds until my mouth is now bent. Nobody listens, but it will not stop. The good things, the figures speak for themselves. How do you have $456 million diamond exports and $41 million for the whole year? And I don't think it's an issue for the Minister of Finance alone. Civil servants want bonus. Civil servants want wage increases. They should also be asking, where is our money?
The major diamond exporters were Mbada Diamonds Private Limited and Anjin Investments, with export shipments worth $323 million. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.